This is truly the first DEI debate, where one candidate was subjected to a high standard and the other was held to no standards at all. They removed the essence of fairness to achieve an outcome that could not be scored. You cannot score that. That is why you can't say who won or who lost. A liberal should be ashamed that your candidate needed the odds to be stalked so heavily in their favor. You know, for many Americans, Harris entered as a mystery and exited as a mystery, and that was the goal, to keep her under wraps. So anyone who attributes that to Kamala's skill is an idiot.
Hey, gang, it's Dr. Steve, and what can I say? DEI is a plague. You know, the concept of hiring and promoting workers based on their race, their gender, their sexual orientation, it's been a monumental leap backwards. It's racist, it's sexist, and it completely corrodes America's reputation as a land of opportunity. The far less radical push for equity, the idea that everyone should end up in the same place regardless of intellect or skill or work ethic, spits in the face of the meritocracy that has allowed our great nation to thrive for the last 200 years. Well, unfortunately, now it's hitting Americans where it hurts most, and that's their wallets. Public companies like Disney and Target, who adopted and embraced these ultra-woke policies, are seeing their stock prices plummet. And if you got an IRA or 401k plan, you're the one who's paying the price. Joining me today is my good friend and former Wall Street Vice President Ross Givens. Ross is a 20-year veteran of the stock market, and he's the leading expert on legal insider trading. In fact, he'll be holding a free training event to show people how to legally follow insider trades to make big money in the stock market. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But Ross, thanks for being here. Great to see you again.
Hey, my pleasure, Dr. Steve. Always good to talk with you.
It's always great chatting with you. So, you know, most of our audience knows the saying, go woke, go broke, right? But you traders, you actually see that in real time. Can you explain your own unique perspective as a stock trader on this principle, go woke, go broke?
Sure. Well, you know, what we've seen is the companies who cater to the woke mob, usually their profits take a hit. So Target, like you mentioned, is a great example. They went all in on the woke merchandise around Pride Month. I don't know if you remember. They like the LGBT baby clothes, the tuck-friendly swimsuits for women. So consumers protested, and Target sales tanked. The same thing happened with Anheuser-Busch after that Bud Light fiasco with the trans influencer, Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah. You know, and so for most people, look, this seems like a win, right? You want to spit in the face of our values? Fine. We'll shop somewhere else. We'll watch you go broke. But what they're not thinking about is these are not private companies. They are publicly traded. So when sales and profits go down, so does the stock price. Mm. Now, again, I agree that's what they deserve. But most of these names are big blue chip stocks, Target, Disney, Ford. And these stocks are held in just about every retirement fund out there. So now, not only do you have to walk your kids past a rack of toddler shirts that say, I love my trans daddy, but then your retirement account takes a hit when the stock crashes. A bit of a double whammy there.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. Double whammy is right. What's odd to me is that the companies that seem to be the most woke are the ones that traditionally are the ones that have the most conservative customers, right? It seems so counterintuitive. So you got Bud Light, they sponsor NASCAR races, right? NFL. Well, I guess even the NFL's doing its own thing too. But who at that company thought, you know, what really will resonate with our core buyer is a trans social media influence? I mean, what are they thinking?
No, 100%. It makes no sense. I mean, Disney's the other obvious example, right? Their audience is almost exclusively children. Children that came from a heterosexual mommy and a heterosexual daddy, yet they have shoved this openly gay agenda into every PG movie they can. Well, guess what, Dr. Steve? Their stock price is down by more than half.
Wow.
You know, Ford ran commercials with a rainbow-painted F-150 for Pride Month. That didn't go over too well with the average pickup truck driver. Their stock's down 56%. That Ford stock is trading for less than it did in the 1990s. All right, wow. Think about that for your retirement. The average American who has worked hard, saved, put money away, has funds in the stock market, holding these great American companies, which should be growing their wealth, but instead they are losing money thanks to these woke left CEOs who want to be social justice warriors and win awards for having the most diverse boardroom. Mm-hmm. And look here, the thing is, these guys are not stupid. They know it's going to hurt their stock price, which is why they're not buying them. If they really thought diversity hiring quotas and rainbow pickup trucks were going to be good for that company, they would be putting their money where their mouth is. They'd be investing in themselves. They're not. In fact, most of them are selling their own stock while they do this.
Now that's what you do, right? Yeah. I mean, you track when these executives are buying or selling their own stock, right. and then you just follow along, right? I've known you now for over a year, and I'm getting it. It's a pretty simple strategy here. It's follow the money strategy, but it works. You've substantially outperformed the market using this strategy. I understand you've even outperformed Warren Buffett over the last 5 years by doing
that. Oh, yeah, by a wide margin. That's right. And look, you're 100% right. It's not complicated. We look for stocks, companies, where the executives are eating their own cooking. You know, so if you've got the CEO, the chief financial officer, the vice president, the board members, all buying their stock with their own money, it usually means things are going pretty well. The right. price that stock's likely to go up. And a lot of times we get tipped off to this really good news that's coming. So we bought this little pharmaceutical stock a few months ago. It was trading for like 40 cents a share. The only reason was the chief financial officer, the board of directors, the chief medical, all the top brass was buying it up hand over fist out of nowhere. Well, it turns out the company's about to release these great results for their latest drug trials. The stock's up 300% over the next few months, right? So that's the good things we're looking for. Now, on the other hand, if they're not buying or worse, selling, it's probably not a great time to invest. So take something like Tractor Supply Company. And this blows people's minds. You think tractors, I know where their audience is.
I read about this, yep.
You saw it, right? So they went full bore into DEI a few years ago. They get national awards. They're near the top of the gender equality index. Yeah, they're sponsoring pride festivals, donating to climate change. They even pushed to fund sex changes for their employees. Well, during this time, over the last 4 years, one person at that company has bought the stock one time. Meanwhile, employees have sold it 56 times.
Wow. Well, so obviously you're detecting a pattern there. And I have read that Tractor Supply has since seemed to come to their senses just a few weeks after their DEI practices were exposed on X. The company publicly announced that it was done with it. They were eliminating all DEI goals, leaving the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index, which is the award they're always looking for. They canceled all their sponsorship for the festivals and abandon their carbon emissions goals. They did a total and complete 180. It was hilarious.
Just like that, right? Yeah. Isn't it funny? I mean, 1 week they're sponsoring gay pride festivals. Next thing they're preaching their traditional values, right? I mean, their values are up for sale. That's what they're telling us.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of brands, companies we love are doing this. It's not fun to see. I mean, Coors did the same thing.
Yeah.
They canceled their, representation goals for their employees and their suppliers. I didn't realize that the hops taste better if they get delivered by a blue-haired transgender immigrant, but what do I know? But you're 100% right. They are all panicking. They are reversing course. We have spoken. They are hearing us. Ford, John Deere, Lowe's, they're all abandoning DEI, and they're rolling back these crazy policies.
You know, that's an interesting segue into this whole notion of the parallel economy that we talk so much about on this channel. And this is where we do business with and support companies that share our morals and our values, this consumer politics, voting with our wallets. Sure. I'm wondering if this can also be applied to the stock market as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, not just for ethical reasons, although that's enough, you'll make more money. You know, companies that project historically, look at the average, companies that project their own social agenda perform worse. Historically, is a losing formula. So by simply buying the stocks where the top insiders are buying, by getting in, when you see the CEO, the CFO, the board, et cetera, all piling in. It is proven to deliver bigger gains for investors. You know, we've been doing this as a service for our members since 2017, recommended more than 300 stocks. We've never had a losing year. Wow. Our stock portfolio has a compounded return of over 1,900% since inception. So there is no question that this is a better way to invest. And it's not that hard, which is what people should realize. So all we're doing, we're finding the best three or four opportunities each month. We share all of our research because we got a full team doing this with our members, notifying when to buy and sell. And look, they just followed our instructions over the last 7 years. Their account will be up 20-fold.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, so it's yes, it's possible. And yes, it's beneficial in more ways than one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love it. Now, you're holding another one of your awesome free online training events when you're going to show people where to find this information and how to do it themselves. Can you tell everybody about that and how they can attend?
That's right. Yep. It is completely free. We've done these for your viewers before, had great turnout. So I wanted to do it again. It is online. We can do this so anybody can attend. And yeah, I'm going to show them how to access this database where you can see all these insider trades. You show, hey, this stock, they're all buying. That one, they're all selling, right? But yeah, we show people what to look for, what to look out for, what our biggest winners had in common. One of the things, we are also giving away all the new research, our full report on our newest stock pick to everyone who even registers for this event. So even if you're unable to attend, I encourage you, hit the link below, register, put in your email, and we'll send that over to you immediately.
Yeah, that part is huge because I get those alerts. I really enjoy those alerts on my phone. Gang, make sure you just, the link, register below, the link in the description below the video, even if you can't attend. That's key what Ross is saying there. Even if you can't attend the free training, if you just register, you'll still get the research on Ross's newest insider stock. So you got nothing to lose, but trust me, you don't want to miss the free training. It is awesome. So Ross's live free training, it's completely free. It's online, so you don't need to travel. You could do it from the comfort of your own couch. And this is important for me, Ross, because I really don't know much about stock trading. I don't know anything about stock trading. I don't need to have any experience as a stock trader to anyone could come, right? Is that?
That's right. And believe it or not, the majority of our members, we got a couple thousand members, the majority of them have never traded stocks before when they get in. So it's nothing complicated. We're not day trading and doing all this crazy stuff. I mean, it's, you know, a ticker symbol, buy the stock, it goes up, we're going to sell some, right? It's very straightforward. And yeah, you know, the investing world is made up of people who do their best to convince you it's too complicated and you need them, right? And in reality, it's really not that complicated. I mean, anybody who's watched the last 10 minutes of our conversation gets the idea, oh, they're all buying. Makes sense. It's very logical. Right. So yeah, we work with people from all skill levels. We show them how to do this. It's nothing that's going to be over your head. The only caveat I'll tell you is, and you know this, that streaming software we use caps at 1,000 attendees.
1,000, right.
So, we filled most of the time when we have all these events for you, we fill up. If not, they get to like 980. So I would just say, go ahead and register early, lock in your spot, be sure to come. But yeah, name, email. I think if you put your cell number in, we'll even text you a reminder before we get started.
It's awesome. You do the best free trainings I've seen. It's amazing. Gang, you know, DEI is not only a cultural disaster, it's a financial one as well. Companies that have gone woke are now paying the price, but unfortunately, so are their shareholders. But the good news is you don't have to be one of them. Ross is holding his free training event. We'll show you exactly how to track insider trades and make smarter investments. So don't miss this opportunity. Register now by scanning the QR code on the screen or clicking the link below. Ross, thanks as always for being with us. You're the best, man.
Hey, good talking to you, Dr. Steve. Take care.